Hello, Career Cohort. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Emily Wong, founder of Words of Distinction. We talk about tools for achieving career success, inspirational stories about overcoming career and life challenges, and how we can recalibrate our perspective to better enjoy the journey forward. Hello, my friend. I want to talk a little bit about inspiration today. It's that feeling that, oh, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to sit down and start working on my job search or start working on my newsletter in my case or start working on my podcast. I'm here to let you know that you should not wait for inspiration. One of the most important advice I've ever gotten as a writer is that you have to sit down, get your butt in the chair, and start writing. And it seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? It seems like you're supposed to wait for that mythical, inspirational muse to tap you on your shoulder and tell you you're ready, but it just doesn't work that way. So I'm here to say and to encourage you to get your butt in the chair and start working. And I'm right here with you because I have to do the same thing. If I felt like I had to wait for inspiration to do anything, I would probably not get it done 90% of the time. Sometimes I am inspired to start, but I do have to sit down. I do have to get my butt in the chair. And sometimes it takes a little bit of exercising, preparing, writing, scribbling, whatever that is. And then the flow does start to come. I guarantee you it will start to come. It may come and you find yourself looking up in 3 hours and you're, wow, you've gotten all this work done. Or it may be that you're planning to sit down for 15 minutes and all of a sudden, an hour later, you look up and the time has just flown by. And that's really a great feeling. But the point is that you really do have to start, and that's where that inspiration grows. And don't be afraid to make mistakes while you're doing this, because sometimes that is what creates that friction for you when you are trying to find that inspiration. It's trying to be perfect in your first round of cover letters, for example. It's just not going to happen. You see cover letters written in books and maybe from someone who's applying for a job at your company, or maybe you saw some samples of my resumes that you liked on my website, and those took time. Everything that I do takes time. I have to sit down and write, and then I have to revise, and then I have to revise again, and then I have to revise again, and I have to revise until I get it to where it needs to be. The same thing with my LinkedIn profile, the same thing with my website. Everything that I work on, I work hard at. And it's really an amazing thing when you get toward the end. I'm kind of a project finisher. There's some people who love to start projects and then it's hard for them to complete those projects. I'm one of those people who needs more of a nudge at the beginning of a project. But then toward the end, I can't wait to finish it because I'm really, really excited. If you've ever read Gretchen Rubin's book, Better Than Before, she talks about people who are starters versus finishers. And I'm definitely in that finishing camp. So I've said before that it's really important for me to put a start date on my calendar for any project, and I need to be very, very specific about what I'm going to do. So in my case, it could be my client's main section, the branding statement on their resume. That's my big to-do. In my business, it's coming up with a draft of my newsletter and getting started, getting that idea down. And the other thing that's really kind of a byproduct of this inspiration that comes as you go, as you do, is confidence also comes as you do. For one thing, if you're creating something, you're becoming more confident in your ability to achieve that. I have been working on my podcast for a year and a half now, and I've had to learn a lot about technology. And I had no idea any of this technology existed until I started working on my podcast. And I learned little by little how to make my podcast better, how to improve the content, how to make adjustments in the technology, what I needed to invest in the technology. These are all little things that come. And then, lo and behold, someone asked me for advice on doing a podcast. And that was a real ego boost. But again, it all came with doing. And so if you are feeling stressed and worried about your job search and about starting that job search, if you start working on it, you're going to feel more comfortable as you go. Because I think the biggest block is that fear of the unknown. You don't know if you're going to get a job, if you're qualified for a job, if someone will like you, right? You have all these little fears that nag at you. And most of those fears are unfounded because you're feeling that you don't have this information. But once you take over and you take control and you start researching companies and you start having conversations with people and you start doing some more investigation and approaching this with curiosity. And a lot of people are talking about curiosity right now, because what it does, it loosens your breath. It just loosens your whole feeling and approach to what you need to do. You're looking at it rather than tightening up and going inward and worrying. You're actually saying, okay, what is it like? What is this going to be like? What are my options? What are these companies like? What kind of culture do they have? Do they have a culture that would fit my personality? And when you're looking at it that way and you're asking these questions and you're getting excited about it, then you're picking up steam and you're moving forward in your job search. And believe me, it's an amazing feeling to move forward in that way and release yourself from that burden of fear, looking outward and approaching with this excitement and thirst for knowledge about what is possible. And even when you look at a job description and you say, wow, I don't have that particular skill, but hey, where can I get that course that's going to help me improve in that area? Or how can I get a certificate? That's the thing. In these days, it's not a matter of going back to school, where I think it used to be people would think, oh no, I'm not qualified. Now I have to go back to school full time or whatever that is. There's so many opportunities now to get certification through Coursera, through Udemy, through LinkedIn, just an amazing array. Also, I live in the Bay Area. Berkeley has a program that is, you know, you can take these mini courses, you can add up mini courses and then complete a certification that way. There's such a wide range of opportunities there. So I highly recommend that. I had someone who I was coaching and she was very concerned that she was kind of scattered and not really focused in her search, in her job. She wasn't sure what she wanted to do. So we had a conversation and I actually knew this person. I had worked with her in a volunteer environment and she was really amazing. She was the treasurer of our organization. She started this program from scratch. She turned things around. She changed systems and she was changing these processes and introducing new technology. She was pretty amazing. And because she was so close to it, she didn't realize what she already had. And then She kind of sat back, she took stock, and then she realized that she could actually go back to school, get another certification, and that would fill in these gaps, small gaps, not big gaps. And then she was going to move forward. She just gained all this confidence because she knew what she had to do and what she could do, what those possibilities were. So you're going to feel much better. I guarantee you're going to feel much better if you just let that need for inspiration get off your back. It will come, and so will the confidence. I wish you a wonderful week, and I hope that you'll let me know if any of this advice is helping you. Have a wonderful week. Thanks for listening to this episode of Career Cohort. I'm Emily Wong. You can find all my podcasts and blog posts at wordsofdistinction.net. And if you'd like to chat about how I can help you define the next step in your career and achieve your goals, head on over to the same website and book a time on my calendar for a free consult. In the meantime, please be sure to share, subscribe, rate, and review so we can continue to bring you great content.